It's Monday, June 8th, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
Great song right there. That's the song Couch by a band called Plastic Operator. It's two guys. They collaborate. One lives in the UK. The other's from Belgium. It's from their album Different Places, which was their debut, though they did do a bunch of EPs, which I played a lot of songs from, which ultimately ended up on Different Places. So, yeah, that album is very good. It's like the first six songs, like it's like five-star, 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 and then towards the end kind of peters out, I think. There's not as much awesomeness on the second half, but it's a great record nonetheless, so you should check out Plastic Operator if you like that sort of Erland Oi kind of sound, which I do, which is why I'm going to play another couple songs by Erland Oi right now. It's a band of his called The Whitest Boy Alive. They're based in Berlin, Germany, but it's fronted by Erland Oi of Norway, and we're going to hear a couple songs. We're going to hear High on the Heels and Keep a Secret, both from this new album of theirs called Rules, which just came out a couple months back. And The Whitest Boy Alive, pretty good stuff. This album gets a little middling. It's like a little too jazzy at times, I think. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, can't go too wrong with Erland Oi. It's always, always quality. So check it out here with The Whitest Boy Alive. High on the Heels, followed by Keep a Secret. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back.
keep an open mind, but only till the bottle stops to spin. Then there is only one direction and one state that I'm in. High on the heels of an opening door, you run out. Battered and bruised, strangely relieved, you run in. You're not so sure. You only need to be more certain what it is you're living for. Climbing that hill or pursuing the front runner's tail. Lower the bar to a point you can't possibly fail. Choice do I have? door that you've opened, the seal that you've broken, you cannot shut now. Can you keep a secret? Well, why do you ask? It's clear from the gallery you're dying to tell me what's been going on. You can't keep it inside. You can't keep it inside.
One final question. Nancy Reagan, I mentioned the monologue was on Capitol Hill, unveiling the statue of Reagan. Should we have a statue of Reagan? I know Americans love Ronald Reagan. There was a poll in 2005 of the top 10 greatest Americans. He came in one. Washington was four. Lincoln was two.
I didn't love Ronald Reagan.
I didn't either. I don't get why he is thought to be...
And I'll tell you why. It's a matter of perspective. You didn't see in my community... I grew up in Los Angeles in the inner city. You never saw drugs or drive-bys or homeless people, anything like that. All the social programs that were cut as a result of Reagan coming in office. And greed just became a hobby. Really, you never saw drugs or drive-bys. You never even saw homeless people. I remember watching him, and I was a kid, watching him say, people in America who are homeless because they want to be. That seemed to be one of the most... And I was a kid, and I knew how cruel that was. And I would never, ascribe any level of greatness to somebody who would say, you know, if somebody's hungry in America, it's because they're on a diet. Like, that, to me, made greedy white men feel good about being greedy white men.
Some guys are going to go and pull that statue down and drag it through the street like the Saddam statue with some kid hitting it with a shoe. All
right. I can't be me when I'm in front of you. I just... can't be myself when I see you, because you're very cute tonight and I feel shy and sad, and I look at you and I think I love you, but you don't want me, and that is very clear. I should have noticed it for you, but I still want you, but not as a friend, because you're the man, I'm the girl, we look good together, you with your hat, me with my boots, we are the dandy cowboys. I read today in a magazine that men don't like girls who are shy and sad, so now I wear my magic smile just for you. I put my magic boots, I ride my magic horse, I am so brave, I don't fear anything, I even feel guts growing under my skirt. I rob all the banks and give the money to daddy, because you're the man, I'm the girl, we look good together. You with your hat, me with my boots, we are the dandy cowboys. And now I'm the richest girl in all the country. You call me baby, you say you want me, but honey, it's too late. Now I'm the queen of rodeo. You missed your chance, you're no longer my hero. You're bitchy dandy, you don't respect the rules. You stole my money and run away with your pony. And now I'm gonna kill you, I'll shoot you in the head. Now I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna shoot you in the head. Because you're the man, I'm the girl, we look good together. You with your hat, me with my boots. We are the dandy cowboys. The dandy cowboys. You didn't want me, and that was very clear. I will never, never forget it. But I still hope that hats and boots can get along together. I still hope that hats and boots can get along together. I still hope that hats and boots can get along together. I hope that we get along. You are supposed to call me tonight. You were supposed to call me tonight. We would have gone to the cinema, and after to the restaurant, the one you like in your street. We would have slept together, have a nice breakfast together, and then a walk in a park together. How beautiful it then. You would have said I love you in the cutest place on earth, where some little boys are dancing with the fairies. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me. No, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch blonde girl. If I find her, I swear, I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. I would have met your friends, we would have had a drink or two. They would have liked me, cause sometimes I'm funny. I would have met your dad, I would have met your mom. She would have said, please, can you make some beautiful babies? So we would have had a boy called Tom and a girl called Susan, born in Japan. I thought it was a love story, but you don't wanna get involved. I thought it was a love story, but you're not ready for that? Me neither. I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. You know, all she's got is blondness, not even tenderness, yeah. She's clever, less. She'll dump your ass for a model called Brandon. He will pay for a beautiful surgery, cause he's full of money. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me. No, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch bone girl. And if I find her, I swear, you know, I swear, I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. I told you, you know, if I find her, I
killer for real. Is that for sure? You have to know. I mean, you know, I can do it. Man, I'll kill her.
Two songs in a row right there by a girl from France. Her band name is Soko, and those two songs we just heard were called The Dandy Cowboys, followed by I'll Kill Her. And I'll Kill Her and Dandy Cowboys, both very good songs, and both from her EP called Not So Cute. And Soko, she's apparently disbanded. She was sort of an actress slash musician, and she decided that she didn't like the music world. And so even though she recorded a whole album, it's never going to see the light of day, apparently. But that EP you could get, if not easily in the United States, it is available elsewhere. And, you know, what I would suggest is just do some music bloggy searching, and, you know, you'll be able to find those tracks as well as others. I even give a link for where you might look on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. All right, up next, a band from the lovely Brooklyn, New York. They're actually originally from Boston, but they relocated to Brooklyn, and we're glad to have them here. They're called The Superpowers, and they are a mighty fine Afro-pop world beat, sort of Afro-funk jazz kind of band, and they're great. And a whole lot like Nomo or the Budos band, who I've played on the show before. And we're going to hear a song off their brand new album called Trance of Nations. The song we're going to hear is called AR Number 2, and it's representative of the whole. Though this album, unlike their debut a couple years ago, this album has some singing tracks on it. This is an instrumental, but most of the album is instrumental. But there are a few tracks on here that have some vocals, and they're very good. Very good vocals, very good songs. So this one's shorter and kind of, I don't know, it's pretty catchy. I like the songs. Check this out. This is The Superpowers right here with AR Number 2 from their new album, Trance of Nations. Check it out right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. Congratulations, you are a parent.
I am now. Yeah, I had a daughter last month. But the part that freaked me out, I don't know if this happened with you, was the delivery room. When you go to the hospital.
It's an intense experience, yeah.
You wait outside that room, and they pop out, and they go, okay, you can come in, Mr. Oswald. And you go into this overlit, like, all-white room with all this science fiction-y machinery, and it's like you're in the Matrix all of a sudden. And you realize, oh, when I leave this room, my life will be different forever. It'll never, ever be the same.
Right.
But in the Matrix, like, he comes out, and he knows kung fu and how to kill robots with his mind. And my adventure is, make sure this baby never dies. Like, that's my, like, this film sucks. Like, don't I get, like, eye beams or something?
No.
Or, you know,
no, you get nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, I get the baby.
That was two songs in a row by another band from Brooklyn called Plush Gun. Plush Gun, in no way like the Superpowers, other than the fact that they're also from Brooklyn. I love the diversity that we have here in Brooklyn. It's pretty nice. So that right there, Plush Gun. And we heard two songs. We heard Just Impolite and How We Roll. And those are by far, I would say, the two best songs off their new album called Pins and Panzers. which is not nearly as good as those two songs in general. But those two songs are fantastic, so if you liked them, at least check those two songs out off that record. And hey, maybe you'll like the whole thing more than I did. Okay, finishing up this here episode of The Sounds of My Head, Nico Case. She's got a new album out called Middle Cyclone, and we're going to hear my favorite song off of it. It's called The Pharaohs, and it's a fantastic song off an otherwise pretty good, you know, record. I would say it's one of her best solo albums, but I would caution that I've never been a huge fan of her solo work. So, you know, I really loved her with New Pornographers, but her solo work never really been my exact cup of tea, though I have to say I think Middle Cyclone is at the top of the barrel for her stuff. So here we go, finishing up The Sounds of My Head with Nico Case and The Pharaohs right now.
We were married in the mirrored hall when I was 16. You spoke the words, I love girls in wide leather jackets. That was good enough for love. It was good enough for me. I listened in when you thought you were alone, calling the Sphinx on a tornado's phone. Who knows what you meant? I only heard what I wanted. You said I was your
does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Cold World and Acid Rain, both also by The Superpowers. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsinmyhead.com or email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on June 22nd with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.